This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish President Erdogan said after talks with Russia's Vladimir Putin on Monday that it would be soon possible to revive the Green Deal the United Nations says helped to ease a food crisis by getting Ukrainian grain to market. Russia quit the deal in July, a year after it was brokered by the United Nations and Turkey, complaining that its own food and fertilizer exports face serious obstacles. Erdogan, who previously played a significant role in convincing Putin to stick with the deal, and the United Nations are both trying to get Putin to return to that deal. The leader of the coup that ousted the Gabonese president, Ali Bongo, was sworn in Monday. Amid international calls for a return to constitutional order, Mogi Edwin Kanzeka reports from a town in northern Gabon near the border with Cameroon.
Opposition presidential candidate Albert Ondo-Osa did not attend the inauguration ceremony. Gabon's main opposition group asserts that the 69-year-old Ondo is the rightful winner of the August 26 election. On Friday, Ordinance 2023 urged the international community to ask the junta to hand power to Ondo. The African Union and the Economic Community of Central African States last week called for a rapid return to constitutional order. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Bitam, Northern Gabon.
A U.S. official says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may travel to Russia this month to meet with the president, Vladimir Putin, as the Kremlin tries to acquire military equipment for use in its war in Ukraine. The official was not authorized to speak on the matter publicly. The National Security Council spokeswoman Adrian Watson noted that Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu traveled to Pyongyang recently and tried to persuade North Korea to sell artillery ammunition to Russia. This is VOA News. Ukraine said on Monday that Russia drones had detonated on the territory of NATO member Romania during an overnight airstrike on a Ukrainian port across the river, something Bucharest denies. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony.
It's a rare report of stray weapons from the war in Ukraine hitting a neighboring member of the Western military alliance. Moscow has conducted long-range airstrikes on targets in Ukraine since the start of its invasion last year. Since Moscow abandoned a deal that lifted a Russian blockade of Ukraine's Black Sea ports in July, it has repeatedly struck Ukrainian river ports that lie across the Danube from Romania. NATO's collective defense commitment means it considers an attack on one ally to be an attack on all allies. One Ukrainian lawmaker told Ukrainian television she believes the Romanian denial could be NATO attempting to prevent a slide into direct war with Russia.
Greek firefighters say a massive wildfire that decimated vast tracts of forest in northeastern Greece over 17 days is gradually abating, although hundreds of firefighters are still tackling pockets that continue to burn. Reinforcements were sent over the weekend to battle the wildfire near the border with Turkey. The blaze had been blamed for the deaths of 20 people, all believed to have been migrants who had recently crossed the border. Fire burned more than 93,000 hectares of land just Sunday alone, making it the largest single blaze that hit an EU country since records began in 2000. Four astronauts are back on Earth after a six-month stay at the International Space Station.
The astronauts' SpaceX capsule parachuted into the Atlantic early Monday off the Florida coast. A NASA commentator describes the return of the Dragon spacecraft.
Dragon Endeavour continuing its slow descent. There we can see splashdown on screen. Those parachutes are then cut and released.
Returning were two NASA astronauts, one from Russia and another from the United Arab Emirates. Another crew swap will occur later this month with the long-expected homecoming of three astronauts who have been up there for a year. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Chinese President Xi Jinping is apparently skipping this week's Group of 20 summit in India as bilateral relations remain icy. Chinese Foreign Ministry says that Premier Li Keqiang will represent China. Relations between China and India have grown frosty over their disputed border. 3 years ago, the tensions resulted in a violent clash between the troops that killed 20 Indian and four Chinese soldiers. More at VOAnews.com. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.